Far from the fields of conflict, Ethiopian opposition groups gather in Washington, D.C. 9 groups sign an agreement to work together with the expressed intention of removing the Ethiopian government by negotiation or force.
Ethiopia has been doing this, has been carried out a systematic racism in the country, almost like apartheid in South Africa. But this is a time where we need to recognize every human being in the country.
The government has dismissed the alliance as a publicity stunt, but it comes at a time that armed forces from the majority Oromo group have joined Tigray rebels in advancing on the Ethiopian capital. After days of private discussion, the Ethiopian crisis was due to come under the spotlight in the Security Council. But at the last minute, the meeting was cancelled, the Security Council president reading out a statement.
The members of the Security Council expressed deep concern about the expansion and intensification of military clashes in northern Ethiopia. The members of the Security Council further expressed serious concern about the impact of the conflict on the humanitarian situation in Ethiopia, as well as the stability of the country and the wider region.
It's understood that this replaced a statement that Ireland and Kenya had been working on, which called directly for a cessation of hostilities, a phrase that Russia reportedly objected to. The role of Kenya is critical in assuaging African fears about Western intervention in Ethiopia.
A senior diplomat has told me there's broad consensus that the African Union, along with Ethiopia's neighbours, must take the lead in resolving the crisis. The prevailing view is that African problems require African solutions.
But now all will have to wait until next week to see what action, if any, the Security Council takes in support. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, United Nations.